The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Like a secret ingredient to a signature recipe, survival of the fittest is a crucial part of evolution. The fittest individuals survive to mate and pass on their genetic lineage, and the weaker creatures fail to pass on their wimpy genes. But if that's how it works, where do all the runts in nature come from? A new study of red deer suggests that a genetic tug-of-war related to sex may be responsible. When red deer search for mates, each sex instinctively looks for different traits. Males seek out females that will produce the biggest, toughest sons, and females seek males that carry a genetic blueprint for the best offspring-creating daughters. It turns out, however, that the genes that make a good male aren't the same genes that make a good female. Such an evolutionary paradox creates weak members of each sex every generation alongside stronger members. The role of males is to gain control over a female harem, so there's strong selection going on for them to be competitive during the rut season. Females, however, don't compete to mate. A fit female survives pregnancy and supports her calves, so her investment is over the whole year.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.